Tonight begins the first night of Hanukkah, the Yom Tov, the holiday in which we celebrate the historical rededication of the Beis HaMikdash, the Temple, and the Yom Tov in which we celebrate the rededication of ourselves, the rededication of our spiritual persona, the rededication of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rededication of our relationship with one another, themes that we will speak about, God willing, over the coming days. But the first night of Hanukkah always struck me in a peculiar way. We go home, we light our menorah, we stand in front of our menorahs. For some of us, maybe grand, beautiful menorahs. For others, simpler, more modest menorahs. But one thing is very striking, that we look at the menorah and it has eight cups, eight receptacles. And yet on this first night, we only light one. And you look at that menorah with one beautiful light burning and seven empty receptacles, seven empty vessels just sitting there. And perhaps there's an incredible lesson that the rabbis were trying to convey to us. The candle that is lit represents the beautiful things we have in life, represent the things that are working, the things that are in order, represent the beautiful blessings we possess. But the truth is, for many of us, we also have many empty vessels. Those empty vessels, those empty cups, represent the things in life that don't burn bright, represent the things in life that are not working well, the things that may be in a state of disrepair, the things that are just broken and empty. We all have those empty vessels. But the great challenge in life is, what do you focus on? Do you focus on that which is broken and in a state of disrepair? Or do you focus on that which is beautiful, brilliant, and luminescent? And this, my dear friends, is the avoda on the first night of Hanukkah. When you look at that menorah and you kindle that first light, what is your eye drawn to? Is it drawn to the seven empty receptacles? Is it drawn to all that which is imperfect, broken, and incomplete in life? Is it drawn to all the things that are in a state of disrepair and all the things that are just not going your way? Or is it drawn to the one beautiful candle? Is it drawn to that which is beautiful and luminescent, that which is working, that which is good, that which represents blessing in your life? This is the challenge of the first night of Hanukkah, and the truth is, it's the challenge of life, because all of life is filled with beautiful blessings, but also with things that are challenges and difficult. All of life is filled with beautiful, luminescent light, but at the same time, filled with so many things that are broken in a state of disrepair. So the avoda on the first night of Hanukkah is, don't allow yourself to get sidetracked by that which is broken. Don't allow your gaze to be averted to the empty receptacles. Don't be the kind of person who always focuses on that which is empty, broken, and in a state of disrepair. Instead, be the kind of person who sees the brachas. We all have empty vessels. We all have things which are just not exactly right. But we each have in our lives beautiful brachas. And we must strive to become the kind of people who define ourselves by the beautiful blessings we have and not by that which we lack. This is the avoda of the first night. One little candle, seven empty spaces. How do you look at your life? Do you look at the candle of blessing? Or do you look at the empty receptacles of difficulty, challenge, and adversity? Which one will define you in the days ahead? And my dear friends, something amazing happens, which is, tomorrow night we light a second candle, and then a Emir Tzashem, a third, and a fourth, and a fifth, and a sixth, so on and so forth, until the last night of Hanukkah, where the menorah burns bright, all of the receptacles are illuminated, giving off their luminescent light, because something amazing happens. When you train yourself to look at that which is good, when you train your eye to focus on the blessings and not allow it to get hijacked by the adversity, when you define your life by what you have and not by what you lack, something amazing happens. You begin to see how many brachos you truly have. You begin to see another candle, another light, another bracha, something else that is beautiful. And that's what happens over Hanukkah. If you could train your eye on the one light of the first night, if you could train your eye just even on the one bracha that you have, you will find that tomorrow you'll find another bracha that you have. The next day you'll find another bracha, so on and so forth, until you realize something amazing. I have more brachos than adversity. I have more blessings than challenges. I have more light than darkness. This is the avodah. This is our job that begins this evening. May we be zocha to kindle the beautiful light of rededication, the light of the menorah. And may we be zocha miratz Hashem to focus on the light of bracha. May we be zocha over this Yom Tov of Chanukah to acknowledge all of the challenges we have, but while simultaneously recognizing that we are truly the beneficiaries of so many more brachos, of so many more beautiful, spiritually luminescent lights of blessing. This is the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Wishing everyone a lichtige Chanukah, an uplifting Yom Tov. And halavai, may the light of the menorah permeate our homes and our souls.